Happy Friday, friends. Welcome back to Bible Sunshine. Can you believe it? This is Bible Sunshine number 45. Hard to believe. 45 occasions to study the Word of God and pray together. I trust you've had a good week and that your Friday will be very blessed. Well, let's open our Bibles to Philippians chapter 2 and hold a finger there in verse 19 and following. And let's pray together. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you that you're sovereign, you're in control. Thank you that we can trust you. Thank you that we can rely on you moment by moment, day by day. And we pray you'll open our hearts, our minds, our eyes to the truth of your word this day. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. We've been studying Timothy in the book of Philippians and throughout the New Testament. Over and over, we find references to Timothy. There are tremendous characteristics in Timothy of a genuine, a true disciple. And here is the Timothy principle. Be discipled and disciple others. Be discipled and disciple others. That's the Timothy principle. There's one text we didn't get to yet in the references on Timothy, and I'd like us to go there. It's in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. And in Hebrews, we have a reference to Timothy, and notice the condition here. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 23. And the writer to Hebrews, many people think it's the Apostle Paul. I personally don't think it was Paul. It doesn't tell us who it was, but whoever it was, look at what he says about Timothy. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 23. Know that our brother, Timothy, has been set free, with whom I shall see you if he comes shortly. Timothy, known here as our brother, we've seen that before, but that he has been set free. So Timothy suffered for Christ. He apparently had been imprisoned. And when the writer to Hebrews expounded the book of Hebrews, he mentions Timothy at the end and informs the readers that Timothy had been set free. So when Paul wrote to Timothy, Paul was in prison, and Timothy was serving in the church at Ephesus, but apparently sometime after that, Timothy was imprisoned, and at the writing of Hebrews, he was set free. So that is the capstone to a wonderful biography of Timothy from the book of Acts all the way to the book of Hebrews. Timothy was a wonderful, exemplary man. Let me just go back to one verse in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Paul says, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Timothy had genuine faith, even to the point of suffering for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, with that backdrop, with that big picture of Timothy from Acts to Hebrews, let's go back to our main study, Philippians chapter 2, and let's look at what we find here in chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 19, the Apostle Paul says, but I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state. Paul was in Rome, and he was concerned about the church at Philippi. The work of God was on his heart. It weighed upon him heavily, as it does upon the heart of any good and godly pastor. That pastor is concerned about his flock. And Paul was concerned about the Philippian Christians. And would they be standing strong for Christ? So since he was in bonds, he wanted to send Timothy back to them, and then Timothy could report to him their condition. Paul says that I also may be encouraged, that I may have a good soul, as it were, that I may be strengthened by the report. Well, Paul cared for people, but I believe that's also true for Timothy. He cared for people. Let me ask you today, do you care about others, or are you indifferent to the needs of others? It is a small and selfish world when we get wrapped up in ourselves and only care about ourselves. Do we care about others? In the body of Christ, we are called upon to care for one another. We're called upon to care for a lost world. Remember the story of the Good Samaritan? Remember the religious leaders that passed by the man that had been robbed and beaten? And they had no time to stop and take care of this man. But the Samaritan, one who might have been despised by Jewish people, he was the one who stopped and showed compassion. He cared. May God help us to care about people in spiritual need. Notice also it says in verse 20, Philippians 2 verse 20, "For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state." Timothy shared Paul's burden. He shared his burden. Remember, Paul had referred to him as a son, a spiritual son, and he was a co-laborer with Paul. They were servants of the Lord together. And Paul says, "I don't have anyone with the same mind except for Timothy, who will naturally and sincerely and genuinely care for your state." He was equal-souled to Paul. Interesting word here. I have no one like-minded, like-souled, equal-souled, who's equal in soul with mine, whose heartbeat matches mine. But Timothy's did. Timothy's heartbeat was like the Apostle Paul's. He genuinely cared for people. So Paul was glad to send him to the Philippians to find out how they were, because Timothy's concern was genuine. He genuinely cared for the people. Let's notice the idea of care. In a negative sense, in chapter 4 of Philippians, verse 16, he says, "Be careful for nothing." And here he's saying, don't be a worrier, don't worry. Be anxious, be careful for nothing. Well, that's different than caring for the souls of people and showing interest in them. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And also we'll find a reference in 2 Corinthians. But first, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25. Notice what Paul says here about the body of Christ, that there should be no schism, no division in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. In the body of Christ, we are to care for each other. It should matter to us about someone else. Here is a wonderful place, and this coronavirus epidemic has given us a wonderful opportunity to care for others through prayer. Prayer is a high means of caring for others, praying for others. As I have encouraged before, I hope you have a prayer journal and a prayer list that will help you to remember people for whom you can pray. They can be all over the world, missionaries and others, and we can have a part in their lives, in their ministries, when we show care for them through prayer. It's a high means, a high way of caring for others. Notice what the apostle said in 1 Corinthians 12, 26. "And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it." Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. in a very small way, we are suffering with the persecuted church when we at least uphold them to the Lord in prayer. It's the least we can do, but it's a great thing as well to pray for others, whether we know them or not. God knows who they are, because we're in the body of Christ together, and when one part suffers, we all suffer. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians 11, I so admire this testimony from the great Apostle Paul. He says here in chapter 11, all his suffering for the gospel. For example, verse 25, three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I've been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city. The Apostle Paul suffered much for Christ. How wimpish we are so many times. We gripe, we complain when we have a little suffering. Look at what he endured for the cause of Jesus. But notice this. After mentioning these amazing levels of suffering, like verse 27, weariness, toil, sleeplessness often, and hunger and thirst, and fastings often, and cold and nakedness, we come to verse 28. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep care, my deep concern for all the churches. Paul's heart was concerned for the people of God. And he says here, I have deep concern for the churches. For what was he concerned? Will they be faithful? Will they stand the test? Will they endure persecution? Will they continue to pursue the Lord Jesus Christ? May God help us to care for others and to pray for their spiritual well-being, and that they would pursue after the Lord Jesus Christ, that they would never be, as my dear friend, Brother Ron Benzing, said years ago, we must never get far from the cross. And he would say that at communion service. That's a wonderful way to care for people, pray that we will not be far removed from the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus. Timothy had genuine concern. He cared for people. He shared Paul's burden, Paul's heartbeat. Well, let's go to prayer now and show some level of care for the persecuted church and for the churches in the 1040 window. Today we come to Bahrain in the Middle East and Cyprus. Bahrain is number 47 on the persecution ranking. These are countries that need the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bahrain and Cyprus. Let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for your care for us, and that we don't have to worry about our lives, that we can cast all our care on you because you care for us. And thank you, Father, for the privilege we have then to show care to one another, to be concerned for the spiritual well-being of others. And Lord, we lift up to you believers today in Bahrain. Lord, they may be very few, but we care for them and you care for them. We pray that you will strengthen spiritual leaders, pastors who are there preaching the gospel. Will you strengthen them? We pray for Christian believers that as they walk the streets, as they gather in homes, that they will be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, that they will grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that the gospel will be made clear amidst tradition in the land of Cyprus. We pray, Lord, that the gospel will permeate the island and that many gospel, Bible-believing churches will be raised up and that believers will be strengthened in the faith. Thank you, Lord, that you are at work in our world today. And Lord, our hearts go out to those who are suffering with the coronavirus. We ask for healing. We pray for Christian people who are suffering with this, that you would raise them up from their beds of affliction, and through their suffering that Christ will be made known. But Lord, we ask that you would use this to bring revival to your people and to bring the conversion of people that are lost in sin. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. This weekend, as your word goes out on the internet and radio and television, Lord, will you use it in a powerful way? Bring forth the salvation of sinners and the growth of believers. In Jesus' wonderful, powerful name we pray. Amen. Dear friend, don't neglect your local church. Gather even virtually. Hear the word of God. Maybe take in another message. And worship the Lord and give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. May God give you a wonderful weekend for the glory of God. God bless you. May his light shine upon you.